And he joins us each week on this show, our great friend Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Hanny, when we look at this game, really, against the Chiefs, really the same perspective as the previous AFC West opponent the Browns faced, Oakland. And even though it was a challenge for them to win, a struggle at times, they were expected. You and I talked about this. They were expected to beat the Raiders, and they did the expected. And frankly, 2-10 Chiefs come to town. They're expected to win this game.
Well, Vic, you're absolutely right. And I sit back and I'm over here. I'm smiling a little bit, but I'm thinking about we've only won 2 games in a row. But again, I mean, you hit it right on the head. We're starting to win the games that we're expected to win. And obviously against the Raiders, even though we were on the road, we were in hostile territory. That was a game that we had to have. That was a game that we expected to win. And we found a way and we came out a winner.
Right.
And now we're at home. We have the Chiefs coming in our place. We're on a 2-game winning streak, and this is a game that there is no buts and ifs about it. I mean, this is a game that we're expected to win. This is a game that we have to win, and we have to keep the momentum going, because when we get this one after, and you notice I'm saying after we get this one, after we beat the Chiefs, we will be on a 3-game winning streak.
Yeah, and that is officially a streak, as they say. But I think, you know, the whole idea that this team is looked at differently now with 4 wins in the last 7 games, I think a different sort of opinion is out there with regard to how tough this team is for any opponent it faces, including the ones it's supposed to beat, but even those more difficult challenges that lie ahead, as you talk about in this final stretch. I see the Browns playing with a great deal of confidence. You were out there in Oakland. What were some of your observations of the collective mentality of this team that you saw?
Well, I think what we're starting to see, and I know you were going to touch on this, but we're starting to see the team get a little bit healthier. I mean, I think it's still there. I think defense wins championships. Even with all the offense and the way everything has gone in the league right now, with the new rules, favor the offense, scoring more points, I still think it all is going to come down to how the defense is playing. And I think I think our defense is healthy, especially up front. We're able to keep the guys fresh. They're able to rotate, and they're just playing with a different attitude up front. I mean, they're playing the run extremely well. I mean, the last couple of weeks, and I think when you're able to stop the run, I think you're able to do some things in the secondary that help you out. I mean, I thought Hayton had a great game. I mean, that's my dog. I have to talk about him. They didn't throw at him much, and I wanted
to bring that up because Hanford, he shut down half the field. I mean, Carson Palmer or Greg Knapp, the offensive coordinator with Carson Palmer, the quarterback, they stayed away from him. And I guess I'm not going to say I've never seen that, because I have. If you're on this game long enough, you could see situations where a corner can take away half the field. But when that happens, what a dramatic impact that is on an offense.
Well, no question about it. And I think what's starting to happen, too, and some of the things I'm starting to see, DeQuell Jackson's always been a leader on this football team,
right.
and he's starting to show that more and more now each and every week. And he's a guy that's keeping these young guys focused, because, again, we have a pretty young football team. But he's starting to keep these guys focused of the task at hand. And defensively, I thought we played extremely well. And I think offensively, Brandon Wheaton, our quarterback, I mean, this kid is starting, I think, to understand things a lot better, a lot clearer right now. And what I mean by that, he understands where everybody's supposed to be on the football field. And I think he's starting to realize, for instance, a Gordon and talking about somebody like a Greg Little or Gibson or somebody. What I mean, they're gonna if they're running the same routes, they're gonna get there at different times. They're gonna do different things, and he's starting to realize that. And he's making, I think, great decisions. And I think so. As the quarterback goes, the team will follow.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and he is definitely stepping up to that area. More importantly, when he's having struggles, like throwing a couple of interceptions, red zone interceptions, as he did in Oakland, he comes back with that 94-yard winning drive, but he comes back with a sense of poise. I have yet to see the situation that has really crushed this guy, that puts him in such a funk that you either see it in his body language. I mean, certainly he can get as frustrated as anybody, but it's what he does next that is very impressive.
Well, that's one thing I like about him. I mean, you just can't fade. I mean, you can't rattle him. I mean, it seems like he has the mindset that I've always had about a young player. I mean, he seems to understand and know that from time to time he's going to make some mistakes, but he takes those mistakes, he put them in his memory bank, and he gets better from them. And I think that's what's starting to happen. But I agree with you. If it's one area, one problem that the offense is having right now, and I think if you ask any of the coaches or our offensive coordinator, that's the thing they'll say, it's the red zone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we got you know, when you get down in that area, Vic, you and I know you have to be able to score. You have to be able to put points on the board.
Right.
And when we shore up that, when we get better in the red zone, obviously you'll see more points. But you'll see this offense really starting to click, because it's not there yet, but it's on its way.
Visiting with Hanford Dixon, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, as he always does, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanny, as we talk about, too, the secondary, the defense as a whole, you say getting healthier, and it did start up front with the return of Ataba Rubin after the return of Phil Taylor from injuries, and having them paired has really created that dominant duo, and I know all things really start from there. But in that secondary, now Dimitri Patterson is coming back. Now Usama Young is coming back. And when you look at it, and they were getting some solid play from a rookie, Tashawn Gibson, among others who had held their own, I think, to some degree. But to have those two players, I think those two veterans, back in the secondary, along with Joe Hayden, along with Sheldon Brown, there's a completeness there that makes me think how much better this defense now can play through these final four games.
Well, Vic, we have missed Patterson. I mean, we really missed him. I mean, he's a guy that we thought a lot of because we gave him a new contract. Yep. and expecting him to play. And obviously, he didn't want to get hurt, but he's been hurt. And we're just now he's had a couple of days of practice, good days of practice, mm-hmm. and it's just going to make us that much stronger to have him back in that secondary. And Young, I mean, it's good to have him back, but you mentioned the name talking about this kid Gibson, and you notice when I talk about him, I just start to smile. I mean, he's come in and he's been a pleasant yeah. surprise, and he's done a great job filling in. And I think if you talk to Coach Dick Geron, what he's going to do is he's probably, you know, Young is going to come back, but he's probably going to keep Gibson in that rotation. Yeah, he's going to play some more. But it's always good to have more bodies. It's always good to be healthy, because that's going to make that secondary a lot stronger. And, I've been one to say that, Shelton Brown, I don't know what we need to do with him, whether we need to move him in but I still think we need him on our football team, because he's such a great asset to this team. But I have to give him credit. I mean, he had an outstanding game last week against the Oakland Raiders. So if we can if he can continue that level of play, and again, we got Patterson coming back, and then we got Young back, and then we got Gibson, this secondary is not going to do anything but play a lot better. And, of course, we got my man Hayden on the other side, and that makes it even better.
Yeah. Sheldon Brown, let's talk about his game, because 11-year veteran,
yeah.
33 years old,
yeah.
those numbers aren't supposed to equal playmaking, and he's making plays. And it wasn't just the interception, the huge interception that sets up the winning drive, really a defining play that turns the lights out on the Raiders' last best opportunity. And it looked like that momentum
yeah.
was shifting,
yeah.
right? But he also knocks down like four other passes. So he's when the ball was in his range, he was tracking it well, either on the pick or on the knockdowns. That's just the veteran savvy, and I see a determined guy ready to show, hey, I'm not ready to leave this thing now. I'm still viable.
Well, again, I'm laughing when I'm talking about him, because I know his feeling out there, and I know the coaches in there probably say to themselves, what is he running the 40? And then they don't want to know.
Exactly.
We don't want to know.
Yeah.
But here's a guy that that understands and knows that, you know, he doesn't have really the speed to run with a lot of these guys right now, but he's so smart. I mean, he's just so smart. He knows how to play the corner. He knows how to play the game, and he prepares himself, and that keeps him out there. That allows him to still be able to play the game and to play it effectively. So I'm pretty satisfied with him. And I gave him a hard time, but right now I have to give him a lot of credit. He's playing extremely well, and because he's taken, from the other side, they're looking over to Joe Hayton, and you know what they're saying. Hey, we're going to leave him alone.
Right.
Now we're going to give all the action to Sheldon Brown, and he stood up, and he's been right there, and he's been a trooper.
Yeah, if you're going to give him the action, then he's going to have to respond the way he did, and that's what we saw last week. I want to ask you about the X factor in this game. The X factor being the Chiefs' emotions, because they were obviously driven by that, with that horrendous tragedy involving Javon Belcher last week, that whole story, which was horrific. They go out and win a game the next day. Romeo Crennel, pulls it together, does a tremendous leadership job. But on top of that, for whatever carryover emotionally might still be there among his teammates, is the idea that you have these strong Browns connections with Romeo Crennel, with Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator, with Brady Quinn, the quarterback, with Peyton Hillis, the running back, and who's definitely been getting into this war of words, with Joe Thomas. But I just wonder, do you see extra motivation there? Do you see that playing any factor in this game?
Well, I think so, because the big thing, Joe Thomas came out and he made the comments that he made about Peyton Hillis, and then Peyton Hillis fired back, and it's just going to be what's going to happen is both teams are going to a rally behind their teammates, and that's the way we would handle it. I mean, we would have Joe Thomas back, just like the Chiefs are going to try to have Peyton Hillis back. But you hit it right there, Vic. I mean, this football team has gone through, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, have gone through a lot the last couple of weeks. And again, my heart goes out to both families. And the thing is, they are riding on such an emotional high, and there's some good football team players on that team. I mean, we got the back Charles. I mean, we know Peyton Hillis. I mean, he's just a power back, but this kid Charles, he's the type of back that could take it the distance every single time he touches the football. And Brady Quinn, we know he's going to be up for this football game. We just can't give them life, Vic. We can't give them life. They're in our house. They're in our stadium. We have to take them and choke them right away and let them know that we are going to win this football game and we're not going to give you any life. And I think if we do that, because I think we are a better football team, and I think we'll win.
Hanford, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. And we will reconvene next week.
Thank you, partner.
He is the top dog, and he joins us each week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.